How do you talk to children and teenagers about what happened last week at the U.S. Capitol? They might be following the news or just picking up on adults' anxiety. And as NPR's Anya Kamenetz reports, parents, caregivers, and teachers can help.
One day after the storming of the U.S. Capitol, Martin Urbach checked in on Zoom with his students at Harvest Collegiate High School in Manhattan.
Welcome, 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 my dear loves. I'm not sure if people know, but yesterday was a pretty tricky day in our country, in our world. And I want to hear kind of how, what, you know, I would love to pick your brains and learn together.
Urbach's joining from his bedroom. Many of his ninth graders are doing the same.
How are you feeling right now based on the events that happened yesterday in D.C.?
Joelle Arce pointed out that the police seem to treat protesters of color very differently over the summer.
When the Black Lives Matter protests were going on, they were complaining about all the protests and how they were crazy. But like now they're protesting, but doing it like 5 times to 10 times worse. Like they're breaking into the Capitol, breaking windows and everything.
He said that it seemed more like a riot.
A protest is supposed to be like calm and like you trying to prove a point. That's not proving a point by breaking into the Capitol, you know? You're not really proving anything.
Urbach gave the students more vocabulary words like sedition and coup.
A coup is a sudden, violent, and illegal seizure of power from a government.
Amber Cologne said she had tried to tune out what was happening.
I find the news kind of scary, but I do remember seeing a video yesterday about how this lady tried to storm in and then the cops pepper sprayed her.
No doubt people of all ages are finding this moment extremely scary. But experts say caring adults can do a lot to help young people cope. Urbach said his priority is that students feel like they're heard.
I try to always make space for like asking questions rather than answering.
Melinda Macht-Greenberg agrees. She's a clinical developmental and school psychologist on faculty at Tufts University. She says that parents should be honest with their kids if they themselves are struggling to process what is happening. That way, you can be
modeling for kids how to be able to manage the questions, the worries, the anxiety as they're emerging.
Macht-Greenberg says, watch for changes in eating, bedtime problems, raw emotions, or clinginess in kids. Take breaks from the news. And keep inviting them to talk, even if they don't seem to want to take in what's happening. That way, she says,
when they are ready, they know that you are going to be a present listener.
You as a parent know your child best, but first and foremost, make sure they feel safe and they feel protected.
Psychologist Rena Patel says her toolbox for calm with children and teens includes breathing exercises, visualizations, and positive affirmations like, I can do this. She also encourages
coming up with ways that we can teach children to compartmentalize some of their worries and stress and anxiety.
Like writing them down and putting them in a worry box. Speaking of writing things down, Urbach's homework assignment that day was to find an image with a caption from social media that speaks to what the kids see happening.
By tomorrow, I would love to see at least one meme, a meme that helps you make sense of what happened yesterday, and a meme that helps people understand better, kind of like this situation.
He's going to keep asking his students to find their own voice in interpreting the history they are living through. Anya Kamenetz, NPR News, New York.